Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You're about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
And then please open also to Psalm 68 verse 31. So we are going to look at two texts.
Na yebehwe enwum ho ba yebehwe bia mienu aduananan ni aduosianwotwe.
The Bible says in Psalm 44 verse 20, if we had forgotten the name of our God.
Na ohwe enwum aduananan wo se anase yerue fi onyame din a,
or stretch out our hands to a foreign god. The Bible is saying that when you forget the name of God, in other words, when God becomes remote to you, the natural thing is that you stretch your hands to strange gods. Verse 21, will not God search this out? For he knows the secret of the heart. Psalm 68 and then verse 31. Envoys will come out of Egypt. Ethiopia will quickly stretch out her hands to God.
Na Ethiopia be man nsa so a kire wonyame.
We have noted that God's purpose is for all groups of people to experience what he has for them in their uniqueness.
Na yesua se onyame dan nyina wo pese se dia wo bo nipakuo bi afa no se dia wo bo o ma afa mo benya mfasuo bi wo se dia wo ba o mu afa no mu.
God doesn't like for any people group to destroy their uniqueness in order for them to conform to some other people group.
Na wonyame pese se dia wabo ebinum sronko no obo besesa wo mo sronko ye no akwakofa obi die e dia ye omo die.
We have noted that as a spiritually tuned people, the challenge of black people as a group all along has been adultery in various forms. First physical adultery and then mental adultery.
Na ye hwe said ya bibiman ye bobia ne said ya onyame ye ye fa na ye made nyina ye pese ye be sum bibi enuti asase no na ye sum ehoni nya ye di nua ye de moba aye ene de ye jansa nyoma huhuhu ne sum afedie esum no aye ohoni fufro ne aye adwene mu de.
In each case, whether it's physical or mental, we have been stretching our hands to idols, to mammonize men who in our people's mind are God's rival when it comes to obtaining material things.
Na say yes ade aye yesi ho aye sumo say ye ya dwene mu ade foforo bi aye nya esi onyame aye sumo say ye nipa ye tumi hunu so obi otumi ma ye bibi di ma ye bibi frama bibi edanti ye hunu so ye ye nyame o ni nyina mu ye bi aye de ye ho tu onyame foforo so.
We have also noted that the solution to idolatry according to Psalm 68 lies with our own people when we listen to kingdom messengers, princes or envoys that God raises from among us.
Na nia ye hu se bibi ma ne be ma ye yi ye hu fi sa abosonsum mu ne se se ye nia ye ni ye di ensa yo se ye adwun mu de ne se onyame suma na suma fo o suma nkrofo efi ya ye mu a omo di ahenie na sam ne ba na no na se ye ti a e be ye fi sa ohoni sunum mu.
The ministry of these kingdom messengers is simple. It is for us to stretch our hands to God and not to idols.
Na adwuma e wo wonu mu a eya somafo ye fi onyame ahine mu an se omo be ka kire ye se yenyi yensa emfi enyame ahuru a ye somo mu na yemfa yensa enkire onyankopon.
In the book of Psalm 68, David was at his prophetic height when he spoke the words, "Princes shall come out of Egypt, and Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God."
Now, what can kind and you might do a son watching now? Sam Brennan on Hini David were raw and come shebren mu. And what you know, I say, I him funny, I him a ebefi. Egypt aba na mom Ethiopia ho de ye be ma yensa so de akye ye nyankopon.
David fell so high at the time because if you look at verse 18 of Psalm 68, it was with the same grace, the same inspiration that he prophesied about the death and the resurrection of Jesus.
Nana David o was an come shebre na muti wo kenkan adiosi anwatwe chiche mudu nwatwe na na wo she Christo ni wo no honkom.
Can you look at verse 18?
Na ebetumi akọ enyum adiosi anwatwe chiche mudu nwatwe.
You have ascended on high, you have led captivity captive, you have received gifts for men, even for the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell among them.
Now, okay, can do what you want now. What can you now?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, David was so anointed for him to speak the words of Psalm 68:31 that princes will come out of Egypt.
Nana David was Rawan Sua, sir. All son come at Trey, sir. Aya and Yum, Edusan, what you teach him, where their son back and so say, I him Fonia Hinema, Ebefi Egyptaba.
Now, I want you also to note the height of his optimism.
Now, me person who said, Yana, why we see not Junipi, our Diana Okanumu.
Because what he said in Psalm 68, verse 31, represents God's faith and God's optimism about us black people.
Now some more can one you more at your son what you chem at your sabaco no at your son what you chem at your sabaco or chre or yamena jinimu po any nitrimu po away yes what yama a bibi mine.
He says that Ethiopia will soon
or see Ethiopia arrange
will soon stretch out her hands unto God. In other words, people of color are definitely going to overcome idolatry.
Now, okay, kind and you man, your patron say one more yam ya bomb one way to me, and maybe ba a Ethiopia for you tuntum for, and maybe baba ya ba my ansasu actually when yam coupon na ye fi abusum sumu.
It's a good place to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Africa shall be saved.
Now, Africa,
we are going to be restored to our place in the human family. Glory started from Africa. It went to Europe and then to America. Now it's around Asia and South America. But guess what? It's going to end with us again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we noted that envoys will come from Africa to encourage us to stretch our hands to God and not to men.
Na yehu se eya enkrofo nya meba ma ne enkrofo so afia bibi manmu amo ma be se bibi man kra ma ya ma yensa so akyre onyankopon ne mo manye nipa.
Today we want to look at the subject, what shall we do?
Na ne ye bebi sa yehu se na ye be ye den.
Last week we looked at the subject, what is the problem?
Na what you tell me, Kosia Danunia, you say, Ebibi man, ya help her and say.
Today, we want to answer a very important question, so I want you all to sit up.
Na and then, per se, you know, ye are some bakubianus, Ebibi man, and not to me, Pasa, what's in us in a witty.
Our subject tonight is, what shall we do?
And then, as some, I hear beside you, who said, Bibi man, say, Naya, be a day.
What are we going to do to realize God's rule or God's kingdom, what God has ordained for us? What we should do is very simple. In Psalm 68 verse 31, he said that what we should do is to stretch out our hands to God.
And
that is a way to overcome idolatry, stretching your hands to somebody. The solution is that stop stretching your hand to people and stretch it unto God. What does it mean to stretch out our hands to God? It's going to mean six things to us in this seminar. I'm going to talk to you about three of them today. And tomorrow I will continue with the other three. So ask the person sitting by you, what shall we do? What is the solution God has got for us? What does it mean to stretch out our hands to God? Number one, it means that we should direct our supplications and our prayers to God. The hand is a symbol of prayer. 1 Timothy 2:8 says, I will that men pray everywhere, stretching out holy hands or lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting.
Now, okay, can Timothy and Osin come up, say, any penny now better than someone pie bomb?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Psalm 141, verse 2, it says, let my prayers be set forth before you as an incense.
Now, okay, can you know now what say? On your man coming pie bomb and yes, incense.
And the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering. So stretching out our hands to God, first of all, means that we should pray to God and not to men. Black people or people of color everywhere have a spirit of supplication. This is a good spirit that God gave to us. He gave to us so that his interventions will come on this earth. In the book of Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 10, the Bible says that from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my suppliants, even the daughter of my despised, shall bring my offering. So in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse
10,
God is talking to people of color everywhere. And he calls them my suppliants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it's from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. Ethiopia just means a bent face. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Says that we are his suppliants and we are going to bring his offering. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are to ensure that the supplies of God for all nations are on this
earth.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But this spirit of supplication that I'm talking to you about can be misdirected to make us into an international asking people.
It
can be misdirected to make us an international begging people. Asking everybody we see for help.
Na ye bisa wo bia samoma bua yeyo ebibiman yebre.
These things happen at the governmental level, it happens at the individual level.
Na sanio me esi wo mra ye amama mu aban mu en esi su wo yankasa su se ankrankre.
You see people trotting around looking for help from people who are not willing to help.
Na wo sankrofo ne namkrofo omo be mo a sankrofo ne nya wo ma dwese won be boa wo mo.
And we have prided ourselves in our ability to get people to help us.
Na merci ya de hohwa ye hu say hey ya de yesra nkrofo de maye.
You are laughing, but you are one of such people. Because for some of us individuals, anytime you see somebody who is white, you feel like asking him for money. You feel like they should come and help us build toilet for us, please, before you go.
Na bin ma dwen o mo se ye hu broni ya de wo se ye ye broni safo hene no si ejana ma ya ansa wako.
Once you see a white person, your request in your heart is that, oh, take me out of my miseries. Take me away. Let me go with you.
Na ye nya hu broni pe na broni ni ya kasa good morning ni ati ase agene so pe yes, oh white man, take me away. Chese broni ene mi ko ukrom ene mi ko abrochire.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Any light-skinned person we think can solve our problems for us.
Na yadwe se broni bia yebe hu ni bia ebetumi ayeye haw no hu bibia maye.
This is the spirit of supplication at work which has been misdirected, not stretched out to God, but stretched out unto men.
Na sa achade ana onyame dia ma bibima se yebe so afre wo nyame dia ma ama nyina no ama ya dane ye ho se yebe sre efri nipa ho ase wo nyame.
But I want us to know that there is something beyond the rivers of Ethiopia.
Na me pese wo ti ase se bibi wo Ethiopia su agya.
There is a spirit among black people everywhere.
Na sunsun bi wo bibima mu wo ba bia.
This is a spirit that God likes.
Na wo ye sunsun ma wo nyame pe.
And God says that He is waiting for it.
Now, when you miss your chance, Abren,
we should offer it unto Him.
So I
want you to know that we have something that God likes. That is why He says that we will bring to Him His offering.
And I may say, yes, bibi mine, bibi, wo ye mu a wonyame pe. And not to say, you didn't offer a body of a Brennan.
To supplicate just means to ask for supplies.
Na say I can supplicate. I just say, "Ube bi samo nyami di bibi abro."
It involves asking somebody to do something for you.
Na etumi su chirese wo kachire wo bi se wonye bibi ma.
But I want you to note that when you have this disposition,
na me pesa oti asese se wo wo sa jina bia mu a.
It can overpower you to ask just anybody to do something for you.
One show ya, a bank show so madan you know we be so big biara ube huni biase on ye bibi ma.
You can have a propensity to misdirect it to idols and to people.
Now one show ya what the sound soon best your mefi on yame and who won ketuaho and any panchain.
But it should be directed to God.
Ne mama was said then you know se ubi sa fio nyami ho.
Let me give you one of the reasons why God gave us this spirit of supplication. Write down Zechariah 12:10. And I want you to know that anytime God wants to turn people's situation around, situations that have been an age-old situation, a long-standing situation, anytime God wants to turn it around, He gives unto those people the spirit of grace and the spirit of supplications so that they will stretch out their hands to God.
Now, then you know, so when you're pese wo sesa bibia aya kwankro a che wo nipa bra boma o masa nipa ne adom ene adom so obetumi de abisa.
So that is the kind of spirit with which God has blessed black people.
Now, where Jesus suma wonyame ediyeshira ebibi mai.
It is because He wants to turn our situation around.
Now, wadi amai esa sa wapesa wasisa yatibia yewomne demai.
So the tent or the homes of black people can be in affliction.
Enuti baby di ebibi mai for anasa ebibi fortino ebetumi ayabia ohauni atete wadi.
In the average African home or the home of black people, people are crying out because of insufficiency of supplies.
Now, we should be before fear. Then you know, baby, why how the man a busianity? Then you know, no musufre apemwa.
So the prophet saw that the homes of Cush or the homes of Ethiopia were in affliction.
And not the one different who said, "Well, Cush a busian," and I say, "Ethiopia for me no." Amu wa how can say?
This is in Habakkuk chapter 3:7.
Habakkuk a one wo.
But God says that the afflicted should pray.
Now when you say, "Nia wo chedu adu ano amampaye."
James chapter 5:3 says that is any among you afflicted, let him pray.
Now we can Yakuba wasi anasobi wa mutamu awa awa na osi bompaye.
He did not say that if you are afflicted, you should start pitying yourself.
Now wankasa sa uwa hawa ene mo ya uhuma bomobo wankasa.
Or is anybody afflicted, let him find out who caused the affliction and let him blame the person.
Now wankasa sa obi wa hawa onko shushe ni pwade hawa nebre.
Because when you are in an affliction, the first impulse is for you to find out who is the cause so that you can attack.
It's true. And I said, baby, how are you? You know what they can't even say, they're why cry on the mass? How they're not me? So, now what goes on in a minute?
But God says for us to pray.
Because
if you do not take care, you will have an attacking and a blaming spirit.
You are preaching. So, what is Jenny here? It's a near who family to what you bear, said Dandina.
And if you do not take care as a people of color, wherever you are, you will start pointing fingers at people who are troubling you.
So one show here, baby, be a wo se bibi nino. Obe koso atine won sase obi na eye.
So everybody is pointing finger at somebody else.
And it will be a se bibi for obi atine ni sa. And it will be se wano na woye.
It's a problem with our leaders.
And ene ya kendi fwa na enye.
I'm not saying that don't hold your leaders accountable.
Men ka se. So what can the for ya dear and ya obet na ho han na wa hwe da bi.
All I'm saying is that as you hold them accountable for your life, please make sure that much more you hold your own self accountable for the situations of your life.
Na me pesa woti asie se, emra wa tre won sa. Na wo ka se oh, ya can the for o so mu ye se no ma nyeti na ye se no. Wosu su enai na wo wosu no kan ho se wosu su e wo se wo kan wo dia wa ye mane a ebei abemusa.
People rise and they fall according to the leadership within them, not the leadership over them.
Na enipa etumi sori oyeyi ana wasan ahwe ase enye se ne a odi kan no no aye no no akasa se dia odi ne ho so fa no ana ma ohwe ase.
We do not rise or fall according to the leadership within us. We rise and we fall according to the leadership that is within us, not the leadership that is outside us.
Now, ubetumi ayakasie asante ahwe. Enam said ya wudi wo husufa ewo wankasa wa bra bomunum. Na momenye se wo kandifo bi na be ma wahwe ase.
So you should be careful that you have a balance in your life so that you don't become a blamer, but you become what? A solver of problems.
And nuti ya wadwe se den nyina wa bra ba wo bo no be bo ni se be ya won tintini won sa den nyina wo bi su na mom wo no ube yo bia ubetumi di iya no aba.
The world looks down on prayer.
Na ewiase aye wo mu de empire bo de omo fa nye hwe.
But not us.
Na mama nya ye ye bi before.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not us Christians.
Enya ye e Christofo.
Up till now, the government of Israel pays people for the government of Israel pays people to pray for the nation of Israel apart from their investment in science.
Na Israel man o man peninara o mo yisika e de man croform o mo bompa yama Israel man enu won chen o na ne o mo ye nyansam hwehwemu dian kakran kakra o mo ye enu so wo ho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I am calling us to stretch out our hands in prayer to God.
Pastor,
we have been doing that all the time. No, we have not.
We have
prayed. I know we have prayed. But the question is, was it to God or to a mammonized man?
Na empire na ya bonu na ya bochire wonyame ana ya bompa eso nyame ma papa we na dwen sisa na ne waso ya ma minyina wonye sampire na na wo bo ana.
We have asked for supplies, but was it to God? You know, you can ask God for something but have an idol situated in your heart. God says that, will I hear like that? When you have placed your idols in your heart, Ezekiel 14, 3 and 4, and you come to me to supplicate.
Now, ube waju sa wu bompa ya chronyame. Ne mom na wanya ohunibi wa wajinimu ni wakumemu. Na wuki nkan Ezekiel wa onyame bisase. Na se wobi tinene saba misu. Na se na jumini na kumemu wa ohunibi wa ni mwa. Anasomi onyame mintia na.
We have prayed to God. Yes, we have prayed to God. I agree. But only our women have prayed. Oh yeah.
No cranny.
Look at the book of 1 Timothy. I'm going to show you something.
Timothy,
what God expects of us as people with a spirit of supplication. God does not just want our women to organize themselves and pray. When it comes to prayers for nations and for all men, for things to turn around, God is expecting men. Can we all say men?
Men.
It doesn't mean that women's prayer is not good. It is good. It is the prayers of our women in our nations that has kept our nations this far.
Yeah.
But for us to push on forward, God is calling for men everywhere to lift up holy hands, to stretch out your hands to God without wrath and without doubting.
Na dan nyina ye sha amama nyina murba se man de jina dan nyina de bompa ye mo eman de mo wukin kan wo nyame hwehwe se mema be jina no mo bompa ye sronko na wo nyame anam sampa bonu so apia niam akokan.
1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, I desire therefore that the men.
Na wukin kan Timothy nguma na wo se me ka me pese e mema no.
You know, if you read the whole book of Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1 following, you come across several men mentioned there.
Na sa wo kenka Timothy fo ngume di kan cheche mmienu na otum se wa ka mema ho asem bebrebe.
Now in verse 1 he talks about pray for all men. The Greek word is anthropos. It's talking about men in a generic sense. It includes women.
Na wo kenka ne di kan na wo se bompa ye ma emema nyina na all men enu no e kire nipa sa wo yo ba wo ye be mo.
Now in verse 4, it says that who desires all men. The Greek word is anthropos. It's talking about all human beings.
Now, uba se wa, dine hu anthropos. Sintia nusu chire, mema ne ma.
If you come to verse 5, it says that there is a mediator between God and men. That is the Greek word anthropos. It is using men in a generic, general sense. It includes women. But if you come to verse 8 of 1 Timothy chapter 2, yeah. When it says that I desire that the men, it's not the Greek word anthropos, it's the Greek word ana, A-N-E-R. And he's talking about an individual male.
Now, okay, can't think what you want now. And no, the anya anthropos, and no, or see, bakuno, and no, the I am mema men. Obia nyamia bona bema man.
Emil.
Bema.
Aha.
Mm-hmm.
Says that I want
the nails to pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, hallelujah, or stretching out their hands to God without wrath and doubting.
Wase wa hwehwe se mema ememama emema ombema wo monsaso wo mpae bomu a omo enye omo dwunu mo enye wo montanta.
Verse 9, in like manner also that the women, the Greek word is gun, G-U-N-E, and he's talking about a female.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you.
Lord, I lift your name.